This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? Are you led by the Spirit of God, or are you leading yourself? Are you leading yourself? When I lead myself, I find myself at a dead-end street. A dead-end street. When I do things on my own and not consult the Lord, I'm on a dead-end street. And you know what happens on a dead-end street? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And what happens? Ultimately, I've got to repent. Repent at the dead-end street. And then put my hands in the hands of the Lord Jesus, that he would lead me out of this dead-end street into the life of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's so easy to want to do things on our own power. But that is not good for the Christian. I want to do things under the power of the Holy Spirit. When that happens, things happen. Last night, we went out for kind of a dinner, and we were at the restaurant, and we went to these women who were at the bar. They were not drunk. We told them about Jesus. We told them about Jesus. It's all unfortunate that there are so many Christians that don't tell people about Jesus, the living Lord Jesus. So many people, they've had a born-again experience, but they do not open their mouths to share their faith with other people. Well, one of the reasons is that the devil comes and says, "You're not qualified." Oh, you old slew foot, I've been qualified by the blood of the Lamb. That's my qualifications. Not me, not even being a priest of God. My qualifications come from the Lord himself. He qualifies us in the name of Jesus. Being on this radio for about 41 years, when we started, I said we'll be on at least 3 months because we have the money for 3 months. But the Lord saw that we qualified by the grace of God to continue to preach the Word of God on the airwaves. It wasn't my idea. It was something the Lord told me about. You know what? When I was a deacon at St. Paul's Church in Hingham, there was a woman that she began to tape my talks. And I started to think, why is she taping my talks? I would preach every morning at Mass. Every morning at Mass, proclaiming Jesus in season and out of season. I didn't even know that scripture at that time. But you know what happened? The Lord saw me to be qualified to do that. Who qualified me? Jesus. Who gave me the inspiration? Jesus. Who saw that it wasn't me that was doing this alone? It was the power of the Holy Spirit. Who made me see that? Jesus. You see, we need to know that as we give our lives to the Lord Jesus, and he calls us to do things, and when they get done, we need to thank him, because we didn't do it alone. Without him, nothing would have happened.
Thanksgiving is a requirement to enter into the presence of God. God is a gate, and to enter into the gate of the Lord, we enter his courts through thanksgiving and praise. If you are not thankful for the little God has given to you, he can never give you more. The kingdom of God is about stewardship. It's the highest order in the kingdom. As you steward the little that Jesus has given you well, he begins to increase it and increase it and increase it. And that goes across the board. It goes for finances. It goes for the anointing. It goes for ministry. It goes for the ability to preach. If you are not thankful for where God has you, right now in the spiritual realm, he cannot grow you because it's a sign of spiritual immaturity. Wherever God has me right now, I am unbelievably grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ. When I first got saved and I was living at my parents' house and I gave away all my money and I was fasting 5 days a week and I was being attacked by the devil every night, I was grateful because in that moment I was saved. I didn't tell Jesus, I need a ministry. I need to go preach. And when the Lord began to give me a prophetic word for one person or two people, I was so grateful that I could tell people about Jesus. And when Father Tom got me a little speaker to go preach, I was grateful that I had this little speaker that I could go reveal the heart of the Father. And when I got my first job, I was great. See, you want to be grateful and grateful and grateful. Never for one moment did I have my eyes upon what someone else had, because that has nothing to do with me. God wants you to live in divine union with him in this one-on-one relationship. And God wants to grow you in the spirit, in the soul, and in the body. See, when we are wounded, our soul becomes broken, it becomes fragmented, and we begin to see the world through veils, which is not truth. But as the Holy Spirit comes and it renews your spirit and it begins to heal your soul, then our physical life begins to reflect that healing. As your soul will prosper, your whole life will prosper. But your soul needs to be led by the Spirit of God. So yesterday, as I was sitting in Mass, you know, Father, he wanted to go out for dinner. I was in Mass, and I had this image of going to the grocery store and getting a couple things. And as I went to the grocery store, there was a man at the bakery. I don't go there to evangelize. Father doesn't move to evangelize. The life of Jesus Christ is not about doing. It's about being. The Catholic life is about being in divine union with the Lord Jesus Christ. I never wake up and say, I'm going to lead people to the Lord. I wake up and tell Jesus I love him and I thank him. And I give you total authority and dominion over my life. But then as I encounter people, it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lived through me. Because you were created to be nothing besides the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, the living tabernacle of God. As the Ark of the Covenant was carried in the wilderness, you are the Ark of the Covenant housing Jesus. So the man at the bakery, I let the Lord speak through me, and I led him to the Lord. And I said, come out from behind the bakery. God's going to bless you right now. And in Stop and Shop, he gave his life to the Lord, and I prayed for the outflow of the Holy Spirit. And then there was a man who was a young high school kid who was taking the money at the counter. And it doesn't take much that the Lord Jesus has his hand on your life and he's going to do things through you. You just speak and the Holy Spirit just takes over the words, but he puts the power in the heart of the Father. But then what the Lord gave me was an inspiration to go to this Mexican restaurant with Father in Weymouth, 20 minutes away, a city I've never been to, a place I've never would go to. We don't know why, some obscure place. But I said, come on, Father, we're going. And as we went out for dinner, the moment we walked into the restaurant, there was only two other people in that restaurant at the time. And as soon as we walked in, the woman said, Anthony, is that you? Do you remember me? And she had been coming to Glory Night for many, many days, for many times. And, you know, honestly, I at first glance, I didn't completely remember her. But I knew the Lord sent us there for her. So her and her friend was there. She said, you know, she was going through something very hard spiritually. And because of that, she was moving to Oregon in 2 days. But I said, you know, the Lord sent me to you. The Lord sent Father Tom here. We don't know why we're here, but we're here for you. And Father prayed for her, and Father blessed her friend, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And we prayed for the waiter and the hostess. And, you know, at these two women bought, saw Father blessing everyone, and they bought us our dinner. And the women at the bar, Father went there and he laid hands upon them and he blessed them. And the whole place was filled with the Holy Spirit. But it was God's will, not that we only ate tacos, but he had divine appointments for each and every one of those people and for us at that restaurant. But you see, the Holy Spirit wants to be so intimately unionized with you that as you sit down, the Spirit of God wants to direct your steps. He wants to give you images. He want, like, I have an image in my mind to go to this restaurant. And as I saw it, as I Google, the Lord wants to, the Bible says a man in his mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. The Lord wants to direct every step, and nothing is too small for the Lord. He wants to pick the clothes you wear. He wants to pick the words you say. He wants to direct you from glory to glory with him. The Catholic life is not a life of being a good person. The Catholic life is a life of reestablishing the divine union that God created man to live in.
Catholic life, Augustine said, I am a Catholic Christian. A Catholic Christian. How many people can say that? I am a Catholic Christian. How many people have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ?
I have.
Amen. Me too. You see, that's what it's all about. Not only once, I did in 1968, before the Blessed Sacrament.
I've done it four times already today.
That's right. We have to do that. Our lives are resting in the name and presence of Jesus. Without Jesus, this broadcast is zilch, nothing. Jesus is the one who touches people. Jesus is the one who inspires as we proclaim the Word of God. It's all about Jesus, not about us. If people leave this broadcast thinking about Anthony or me, it was a big failure, because it's not about us. Who is it about? Oh, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, that's who it's all about. The Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. That's what this broadcast is about. The precious Lamb of God. I decided a long time ago with St. Paul to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I decided that a long time ago, way before I entered the seminary. I give my life to Jesus. And I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. That's what it's about. You see, people are healed as we pray. Why? Because the Lord Jesus bore their wounds and carried their infirmities on the cross. People are blessed as we proclaim Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I believe that you, Anthony, and I, we make a majority. God wants to do things because our hearts, all of us, are centered on Jesus. What do you need to happen in your life? Like, what do you need to happen? Tell Jesus. We'll agree with you right now. Tell Jesus, and we will agree with you right now. Oh, we're not God, but we can, in the Holy Spirit, agree with you for your heart's desire. What is it? What is it? What is it? Your heart's desire. Oh, not a Mercedes-Benz. No, I'm sorry. My heart's desire is for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's my heart's desire.
My heart's desire is for you to encounter the love, the power, the grace, the glory of Jesus Christ, for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, for the captives to be freed, for the power of God to flow through you, for you to live in divine intimacy with the living God, Jesus Christ, that God has created you for such a big purpose that you will give up control. Nothing separates us from God than needing to control. The moment I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I gave God control. My only choice is telling God, I have no choice but to follow you. My only control is to tell God I give up my control. Where you want me to go, I will go. What you want me to say, I will say. What you want me to do, I will do. What you want me to be, I will be. Because in me there is nothing, but through you there is all good things. God wants Anthony to die so Jesus can be resurrected in me. The moment I become nothing, Jesus becomes everything, and he begins to use me. The moment I forget about myself is the moment I can remember Jesus at every moment. I pray, Lord, for me and for you and for Father, the grace to forget about self. The grace to forget about self. That self-love separates us from God, but love of Jesus Christ makes us right in the power of the Holy Spirit. When I am the center of my world, everything turns into misery. But when Jesus Christ is the center of my existence, of my being, and I live to only please him, Jesus Christ through me, through you, through Father Tom, can begin to change the world. Jesus Christ can operate through you to begin to lead people into salvation, into healing, into the power of God. When you ask Jesus to come speak in my voice, to come pray in my hands, one little word from Jesus can change everything in someone's life. That they know God is real. They know God sees them and loves them. Do you know Jesus Christ is real? And do you know that Jesus Christ lives within you, and he has more for you, but you need to surrender to him? See, the amount that we love God is the amount of God's love we can receive. The amount we surrender to the Lord is the amount he can use us. The Holy Spirit wants to give you visions. The Holy Spirit wants to give you directions. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you the thoughts of God and the destiny he has for your life. But you need to allow the fire of God to begin to burn out everything of you so everything divine can come to fruition. The will of God is fire, and the will of God sanctifies you. As we do the will of God, we become stripped naked of ourselves and clothed with God's divinity. And all holiness is in the will of God. Let me give you an example. When I go to work many days, I'm walking into work in Boston, and there is a man preaching on the street. And you know, I'm very jealous of him, because in my heart, I want to go out there. I don't want to go to work. I want to go preach and pray and seek the face of God. And when I first came to the Lord, I might think it is holier for me to go preach in the middle of Boston for 10 hours than go to work. But the Lord rebuked me because there is no holiness outside of the will of God. In that day, the will of God is calling me to go work and go work very hard. And the Lord will send me people that I can evangelize there to. Because the Bible says if a man doesn't work, a man doesn't eat. And within me, there's something in me that doesn't want to go work hard, doesn't want to go work for 12 hours and work my butt off for the glory of God. I rather go and preach the word of God, lay hands on the sick and do that. But to not go to work because that's where the will of God is leading me, and to go pray or preach or do what I want to do in my heart, that is not holiness. The will of God, doing what God is calling you to do in that moment, that is fire for your soul. That is giving God the ultimate glory. Like the sun glorifies God perfectly because it is doing exactly what God created it to do. So as maybe you're a mother, it is no holier for me to preach on the radio for than you to watch and love over your kids. Holiness is just doing what God is calling you to do in that moment.
And it's so simple. It's so simple. We think that we've got to go out to Africa and proclaim the word of God. No, no, no. It's in your house. It's in your family. That's where we proclaim the word of God first. In our house, in our family, in our children, in our spouse. That's where we proclaim the word of God. Probably not with words, but as we live for Jesus with our family. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's not very glorious. That's not very glorious. But you know what? That's the will of God.
What about Mary and Joseph?
Yes, exactly. We hear of Mary and Joseph in the infancy narratives of the Lord Jesus. And what did they do in Nazareth? They lived like everybody else. No special things happened in their lives. Each day was a day given to God. A day that people would say, well, nothing happened. But everything happens when we give ourselves to God. Everything happens. I might not experience it now, but things begin to happen. God creates ways so that we can pray with people, bless people, and be with people. I tell you, your job is to be in the kitchen. My job is to be right now in the radio studio. But not long, because after they are broadcast, the phone will start to ring, and my vocation is to answer the phone and to be there for these people who love Jesus or who need to love Jesus.
But as you're in the kitchen or you're at work, you want to call Jesus into all your actions. Jesus, you want to cook? Come, I'll cook with you. Come cook in my cooking. Jesus, come work in my working. Jesus, come speak in my speaking. Jesus, come pray in my praying. When I go to work and I serve, I say, Jesus, come serve these people in me. Come do it in me. I'll do it with you, in union with you. Because if you're not going to do it with me, Jesus, I can't do it at all. And you unionize yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then pretty soon, people, you just, it's not about doing, it's about being with the Lord. But as you are being with Jesus in divine union, when people come to you, the Lord will begin to speak through you. You'll be a battering ram for the Lord. Wherever you go, you're asking Jesus, come with me. So you're in the grocery store, three people come to the Lord. You're in the gas station, two people come to the Lord. You're praying for the sick. But it's not about, I need to go evangelize. It's about Jesus. Let's do this together. And when you invite Jesus into everything you do, he overshadows you with the Holy Spirit. But you, God, gives us everything, but we can't affect people's free will. And God will not affect your free will. You need to, the only gift we can give to God is our will, because God owns everything. Even when he tells us to give money, you think God's calling us to give money because he needs money? God owns everything. God's telling you to give because on the other side of the giving, he has a great grace for you. He's trying to take something out of you. But as you live in union with God, the only thing we can give to Jesus that he does not own is your will. So today, Jesus, I give you my will, and I will step outside of myself, that as you tell me to speak, I will speak, and I will reveal the heart of the Father. Holy Spirit, we pray in this last moment that you begin to overshadow your people like you overshadowed our Blessed Mother. Come with your fire, Holy Spirit. Come with your power, Holy Spirit. Come with your glory, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you are the baptizer. We release a baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire to everyone listening. There's a 30-fold, the baptism of water. The 60-fold, the baptism of the Holy Spirit for the power of God. But the 100-fold is the baptism of fire. When the Lord sets everything of the earth within you on fire so that you can be filled with God's divinity.
And may Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.